The annual tradition of the dropping of the handkerchiefs to signify the end of the legislative session may not have been quite as visibly dramatic this year as it was last year, but they did signify something almost fair, even promising, as the 2012 session came to an end last week. Sure, there was your standard litany of egregious missteps. Democratic attempts to close tax loopholes for corporations took a nosedive, effectively resulting in the robbing of healthcare and social safety net programs. A $1 billion boost in K-12 programs only slightly made up for the $1.3 billion removed from public education last year. And as for ethics reform, I guess that'll have to wait another year or 20. But thanks to the power of the system apparently working, meaning the rise of the moderates, a taste of fair play meant that prison privatization failed to pass, that the omnibus anti-abortion bill died in committee, and the governor's vaunted parent trigger bill intended to undermine public schools outright never saw the light of a school day. There may be hope left in there yet. As for those hankies, maybe this year the Republicans in the Florida legislature can use them as tourniquets to stave off the bleeding from their redistricting debacle, or even better, as white flags of surrender for the overreaching bullying that has become their most irredeemable trait.